Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. I'm going to be talking today with Pam from the city of Redbud. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for having me today.
It's a nice, cool morning out there.
You know, I enjoy summer. I enjoy the first 8 weeks of every season. I think we say this every year, every time there's a change of seasons. But that brisk morning air, there's just something about it that no humidity that makes you look forward to fall. As much as I hate to see summer end, it kind of has already for us. Once school is back in session and you have to get in your groove and you're more regimented and have schedules that you have to meet, to me, summer's over. I know that this weekend is like the last summer holiday weekend, but yeah, I'm ready to transition into fall. I look forward to all the fall festivals and the no humidity and the bonfires and all the fun stuff that come with it. So
true. Yeah, I always said if I could find out the temperature when it was like 81 for a high and about 62 for a low, that's perfect. If I could find the place that has that temperature year round,
that's where we'll find you someday. right?
Exactly. So what all is going on in Redbud right now?
It's a busy time. You know, typically we talk about there being a lot of events being held in the summer and then later in the fall or at the start of winter with the holidays coming up. But as I prepared to come here today, I realized that it is going to be a busy time for us this fall. We have a lot of great things planned in Redbud. Santa's Village, as you know, is an organization that was formed a few years ago in Redbud. They have some great things planned, as well as the Chamber of Commerce. So in addition to a few announcements that I have today for the city, I brought with me a lot of events. So you'll want to get your calendar out or an ink pen and a pad of paper to kind of jot down, because I think we have something for everyone. So a lot going on in Redbud this fall.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our break here, and we will come back and talk some more with Pam from the city of Redbud, find out what all is going to be going on up there. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. It is 9:34. I'm Jeff, and again, this is The People Speak. We're talking with Pam from Redbud. Joining us now, we have Robert from Hooker's Men's Store. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I am so glad Pam is here this morning.
It's so great to see you always.
Well, one of the reasons, Pam, is I knew you would like those shirts.
Absolutely.
What I did, I brought in three flag shirts, which are on sale for Labor Day. And, you know, they're kind of hard to describe over the air, but they're just perfect flag shirts, aren't they?
Does Hooker's have a Facebook page?
Yes.
There you go.
And I think they're on there, too.
Are they?
There's several pictures, and I think they're on there. But I've got two of the three, and I also have a third one that we're out of, but they're perfect for Memorial Day, Flag Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Patriots Day. So about once or twice a year, I just bring them out here.
Absolutely.
I remember when I was a kid, they used to have something, you saw it on the radio.
You saw it on the radio. Nowadays, you literally probably could see it on we could do live feed on Facebook or something crazy.
Yeah, definitely. But certainly, I think those shirts are either on Facebook or our webpage.
They're fabulous.
They are. They're just absolutely perfect. And especially with Labor Day coming up. And something we've got very well that ties in with that are our Haggar shorts. And they're half price. And we've got a few Levi denim shorts left, and we went through a bunch of those yesterday.
Well, you can't beat it if you can get a shirt on sale and a pair of shorts half price, people.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just been fun doing that. And another exciting thing coming up is football season starts this weekend for the high school. I guess that's true at Redbud.
It is.
Waterloo, and certainly at Sparta, although our first game's out of town. But we have a lot of Bulldog items, too, that are perfect for it. Probably, you know, the first games, our short sleeve T-shirts are the best. And they run $16. And we've got them sized small through 3X. So we can certainly keep you covered there. Plus, we have long sleeve tees, hoodies, crew necks, baseball hats, windbreakers, nylon vests, just all kinds of Sparta Bulldog items. But first, we'll get through the Labor Day weekend. And I hope your listeners will keep these shirts in mind, as well as the shorts, as we enjoy, hopefully, a safe Labor Day weekend. So I'll let Pam have her segment now.
Oh,
and and I'll get back to work, but it's been good seeing both of you.
Great seeing you, too.
and I want you to keep that.
Okay, great. I'll take it back with me.
Absolutely. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
Every time I see Pam, I just shake my head. I don't know how she does it to be so together and three kids, triplets.
Yeah,
right?
Triplets. We were just talking about how fast summer went by, and we're in our groove. And I hadn't even told him this yet, but my kids are very involved in athletics. Uh-huh. So I'm currently managing, I think it's 7 ball teams now between the three of them. So they all three play soccer. My son has hockey tryouts this evening. Just got accepted to a baseball team. So it's a busy, busy time. And we're trying to get acclimated to the third grade.
Right.
It's busy times, but it's fantastic. I always say that being a parent is the hardest yet most rewarding job a person could ever have.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
It is.
That's
it's good to hear. It's a fantastic thing. And I keep reminding myself, someday I'm going to miss this. Someday I'm going to miss this. So I try to take it all in and, you know, look at it with the best perspective that I can, even though it's super busy.
Kind of be like summer, the blink of an eye.
You know, everyone talks about summer. I'm like, we obviously traveled too much this summer because I feel like we lived out of bags. And when you travel, summer goes by that much faster. It really does feel like summer flew by. But we talked about the cool, brisk air and the no humidity and the awesome fall festivals. And even, you know, you come here and talk about this. I'm like, as pressed as I am for time, I know there are many others out there that are the same way. If you can shop locally and get great things for great prices, you cannot beat that, not having to drive an hour to get to the mall or to get somewhere to find great things. So,
I think we've got a store full of it.
How long have you been in business?
I've been at the store 46 years.
Wow.
And I've owned it for 39.
Fantastic.
You know,
good
I was starting to write down an ad for our 40th anniversary, and I did the math. Oh, no, I've just been here 39 years.
Yep.
So we'll have to wait till next year.
There you go.
But you know, those shorts over here, and the shirts over here and the shorts I mentioned are perfect for DuCoin Fair.
Oh,
and
the
this
fair.
Is perfect DuCoin Fair weather.
It is.
I used to work there and it would be hotter than heck.
So does the fair start on Labor
Day? It ends on Labor Day.
So it's going on now.
Right. It always is the 10 days before Labor Day.
Gotcha.
And Labor Day is always the last day.
I knew something was either started on Labor Day or ended on Labor Day.
Have you ever been to the fair?
I have.
It's beautiful.
It is fantastic event. Nice. My kids have never been, though, so that's something I probably should add to their bucket list for the summer before it ends.
I think they'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see
you. Thank you so much.
You
good
bet.
Seeing
Thank
you.
All right, Robert, thanks for stopping in. Robert from Hooker's Men's Store here in Sparta. And again, we're talking with Pam from Red Bud. We're talking about all the different things. One thing we mentioned, school's back in session.
School's back in session. So one thing we always like to remind everyone is to please pay extra attention, be extra cautious. There are a lot of kids in our community that go back and forth to school, either on bikes, walking, on scooters, you know. So just use extra caution and watch for them trying to cross the streets to try to get to school, because many of them have to do that. We want to keep them safe. Make sure you're staying off your cell phones. It's illegal for you to be on them anyway. Make sure you're abiding by the speed limit in the school zones. And please go out of your way to comply with the policies that the schools have in place for drop-off and pickup. This has been, and it's gotten better because, you know, we've had one school made some renovations and the other revamped their pickup and drop-off policy and how they load buses and how they unload kids. So it has helped immensely. However, I know that it's complicated. I know that it's crowded and congested, but please take the time to slow down, because once an accident happens, it's too late. You can't take it back. So just if everyone would pay some extra attention to make sure that the kids get to and from school. We're all still getting acclimated. We're all still trying to find our groove. So extra caution never hurts.
Right. And we're mentioning summer coming to an end, you know, traditionally on Labor Day. And you're going to be closed on Labor Day.
City Hall is going to be closed on Monday, September the 2nd. Related directly to that, our city council meetings are typically the first Monday of every month. We are going to move that meeting to Tuesday, September the 3rd, because of the Labor Day holiday.
So go ahead and enjoy the holiday.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right. With the ending of summer comes the ending of the pool season.
Yeah,
as well.
We made a few changes this year. The YMCA has managed our city pool for a number of years now. We typically have been open through Labor Day weekend. However, we had noticed as we paid attention to the attendance and things at the pool that we really didn't have much participation after school was back in session. Mm-hmm. So we made some adjustments. It was probably a few years ago that we started just opening in the evenings once school was back in session. And still, we struggled trying to keep the lifeguards because a lot of them had gone back to college. Right. We struggled getting kids to come to the pool. So we made the decision this year that we were going to close mid-August. So I believe the last day of the pool's operations were last weekend. So the pool is officially closed for the year. I do suspect that this will be the trend going forward, that we will continue to close mid-August once school is back in session and all of our lifeguards go back to college. So long gone probably is the holiday, the Labor Day holiday weekend, the official closing of the pool. I think we'll probably stick with doing it in August once we get our final report from the YMCA, and it seems that worked out the best, so.
All right, the Community Garden Club is looking for...
Community Garden Project is a new project that the City of Redbud did this year. We had 10 participants, so we built 20 community garden boxes that were 3 foot wide by 8 feet long, and each participant got 2 boxes. So of the 20 boxes, we had 10 participants. It's been a great project all summer long. People have really enjoyed it, I think. We had some large contributions. We were able to get a grant from Walmart to really help get us started. I'm getting ready to put a compost bin together now that we're nearing the end of gardening season. We have a watering spigot out there for people to water their gardens, picnic table that Farm Credit donated for them to sit at. So it's been a great kickoff year for us. There is a gardening event coming up that we're going to share with our participants, but this is more of a notice for next year. For any of you who did not participate this year that has an interest in participating next year, I would encourage you to please reach out to me at City Hall so we can get your name on a list. If we get additional participants over this year, we're going to try to build some more boxes and grow the program for next year. Okay. So it's been a great project. It's been really enjoyable to watch people grow different things in their community gardens. The Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts were involved. A lot of residents got involved. So it's been enjoyable, and we look to grow it next year. So hopefully we'll have some additional people step up with an interest in learning how to garden or right. You know, if you're, for a variety of reasons, if you're locked in space, don't have a yard, if you live in an apartment or a duplex and your landlord won't let you tear up the yard, it's a great way. If you're a resident in a facility and you're allowed to get out and you want to try to garden, we did build the boxes up so that they're wheelchair accessible.
Wow.
So people could garden from a wheelchair if they so choose.
So you wouldn't really have to bend over? Or
right. Yeah, great project.
That's unique. And you grow some good stuff too, you know.
Right.
The new, looks like you got a new Facebook page.
Yeah, the Parks and Rec Committee for the City of Redbud has started a Facebook page. So anyone who has interest in learning more about our Park and Rec facilities in Redbud, I would encourage you to please like that page. They post regularly on there some new things and some history of the park and kind of interact with the public. Mm-hmm. So if you have an interest in that, just a note that it's out there if you're looking for a way to become more informed or stay more informed about our park system.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our next break here, and we will come back and talk some more with Pam from Redbud. We'll be back here on the People Speak right after this. And welcome back. Again, talking with Pam from the City of Redbud. We're talking about all the different things related to the closing of summer. A lot of things coming up, though.
I mentioned to grab your calendar and an ink pen. We have a lot of things coming up in Redbud, something for everyone. The first thing up is the Redbud Chamber 4-person golf scramble, which is scheduled for Friday, September the 6th at 9 a.m. Shotgun start at the North County Country Club. Price is $250 per team, $40 mulligans, $40 skins, and $50 hole sponsors are available. It includes your green fees, cart, lunch, drink tickets, and attendance prizes. So this is an annual event that the Chamber of Commerce does every year. It helps to give them some money to do good things within our community. So I hope that everyone will come out and sponsor it. I know that the city sponsors a team every year. It's a great event. That's Friday, September the 6th. You can still get a team in if you contact the Chamber of Commerce. You can email them at redbudchamber@gmail.com. Another event that we just decided on doing this year for the first time is Witches Night Out. So this is primarily an evening for the ladies to come to Redbud and shop and participate with all of the local establishments. It's scheduled for Thursday, October the 24th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The night will end with a witch costume contest at 9:30 p.m. at Vice's Bar in Redbud. This is a Chamber of Commerce sponsored event. It is a 21 and older event. We have encouraged the businesses to participate that evening. They can provide drink specials. They can offer free appetizers or desserts. You can serve punch. You can play games. It's really kind of wide open. So the goal will be that from 6 to 9, we will try to market and bring ladies dressed up to our community to enjoy the atmosphere, go in and out of all of the local businesses that we have. And then at 9:30 in the evening, go to the final destination for costume contest, which will be a lot of fun. So a lot of communities are doing this event. We thought we would try it this year because we didn't have a lot planned for the fall. So we're hoping this is the first annual and that will grow hereafter. If you have questions or if you're a participating business or you would like to be a participating business, you're asked to contact Julie Hudson. She's the chamber secretary no later than Monday, September the 30th. Her email address is julie_hudson@quorumhealth.com, or you can reach her at 618-282-5456 if you want to participate in that event. As far as the ladies participating that night, it's just a show up kind of thing. I'm sure that we will have a list of all of the participating businesses for you to go in and out of. We have some boutiques, we have Twyla's, we have consignment stores. We have a lot going on in Redbud, so it'll be a great evening. Hopefully the weather cooperates. You know, you always worry about it a little bit as you get into the fall, but hopefully it's a beautiful evening. Another thing being considered by the Chamber of Commerce is Decorate a Lamppost Contest. This is a new event that's sponsored by the Chamber. We've put together a flyer for it, and they're inviting people to decorate a lamppost for autumn. And you can register the lamppost with the Chamber of Commerce at redbudchamber.com. You can also call some of the directors. I have a flyer, and I'll leave some of these flyers here with you in case people are interested to reach out to you. But you can also reach out to me at City Hall or work through the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. You can also email them for additional information. But basically, they're looking for people to decorate lampposts with fall-themed decorations in good taste and humor. No scary or offensive decors will be permitted. We're asking that the decorations face the flow of traffic. You cannot deface or harm the physical structure or the surface of the lamppost. We're looking for the decorations to be put up the first through the 5th of October, and they would have to be removed by the person that's putting them up no later than November the 2nd. And there will be prizes awarded. We're looking to judge the lampposts and then via social media, and then we'll announce it at the Witches Night Out costume contest the night of October the 24th. And the winner will get a $100 chamber gift certificate, which is good at most of the businesses in Redbud. So that's kind of, it's fun. It gets you in the mood, and then you have an opportunity to win a good prize.
True.
Color of Autumn Workshop. This is an event being held by the Illinois Extension Office. It's going to be held on Saturday, September the 14th. You can register and learn more online at http://web.extension.illinois.edu. So you can enter to participate in the workshop. The fee is $10 and you have to be registered by September the 9th. So it's an Colors of Autumn Workshop. It's for gardeners. So if you want to learn more about gardening, you can also call the Extension office at 939-3434 for additional information on that. There's a community health fair scheduled for Saturday, September the 21st. This is an annual event that's been going on for a number of years. And let me tell you, there are some great things at this community health fair. A lot of testing at reduced prices has been there in the past. I assume that they'll probably have it again this year. You might want to call ahead for additional information. You can call Julie Hudson at the hospital at 282-5456 if you would like to learn more. But it's scheduled for Saturday, September the 21st on Redbud Regional Hospital front lawn from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m.
Okay.
So that's a great event. They've been doing that for a number of years, and they've always had a great turnout for it. So then there is a butterfly festival on Sunday, September the 29th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Babler Educational Farm. in Waterloo. This looks like a fantastic event that's sponsored by the Illinois Extension Office again. Activities are going to include monarch butterfly tagging, butterfly bee and native flower information, a scavenger hunt, a photo contest, craft information and vendor booths with face painting. And then they're going to also do pollinator habitat tours.
Oh, wow.
So on Sunday, Sunday, September the 29th from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. if you have an interest in that. I'll leave the flyer in case you get calls. So that kind of takes us through fall. Everyone knows that Rebbit has a holiday lighted parade, holiday happenings, Deer Fest weekend as well. Mm-hmm. There are some changes being slated for this year. The Deer Fest will still take place the weekend before Thanksgiving. However, the holiday lighted parade is going to be held on Black Friday, November the 29th. So the chamber has made some changes to that event. They're doing the lighted parade in conjunction with the tree lighting ceremony that will be held behind City Hall at Santa's Village that same evening after the parade is over. So a few changes related there. You'll want to mark your calendars that while Deer Fest is still going on and they're still going to have some events that weekend, the holiday lighted parade has been moved to Friday, November the 29th, in conjunction with the tree lighting ceremony that will be held with Santa's Village. So,
all right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Pam, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.